Thank you all for joining us once again. And this one is for April 26th. Happiness is not the point. I don't think happiness or unhappiness is the point. How do we meet the problems we face? How do we best learn from them and transmit what we've learned to others if they would receive the knowledge? And that's from As Bill Sees It, page 306. In my search to be happy, I changed jobs, married and divorced, took geographical cures, and ran myself into debt, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. In AA, I'm learning to grow up. Instead of demanding that people, places, and things make me happy, I can ask God for self-acceptance. When a problem overwhelms me, AA's 12 steps will help me grow through the pain. The knowledge I gain can be a gift to others who suffer with the same problem. As Bill said, when pain comes, we are expected to learn from it willingly and help others to learn. When happiness comes, we accept it as a gift and thank God for it.
When I first came to AA, happiness wasn't the point. In all honesty, I just wanted to be okay. I wanted to wake up and not have to drink. I spent many years, just like the person who wrote this said, you know, making geographical changes, making job changes, searching for happiness. But by the end of my drinking career, I knew it wasn't going to happen. You know, I had resolved myself that happiness was way too far reaching, and I really just wanted to be okay. I was taught when I came in here that it wasn't always going to be easy, but what was going to happen is that I was going to be given tools to know how to be okay, and eventually happiness would come. I'm really grateful for those who came before me, and I'm grateful for the willingness that God gave me, because for me, willingness is a supernatural thing. Absolutely. It's not something that I just, you know, like, oh, I'm just going to be willing today. That doesn't happen. Like, it's this supernatural thing that God gives me, and he gives us all willingness. So I'm grateful for that, because had I not been willing, I wouldn't have been able to get any of the tools that people tried to lay at my feet in order for me to be happy today. I like that it says, though, I don't think happiness or unhappiness is the point. How do we meet the problems that we face? I face many problems today, and on the other side of that, it's not a matter of like, oh, am I going to be happy? It's just, how do I get through this the best way possible without drinking? You know, and that's not even at the forefront of my head, to be completely honest. The obsession to drink has been lifted, I can say that, but I do have to keep that in my head.
So, like, my preferred method of getting loaded is to shoot heroin.
Yeah.
And
I like that too.
Yeah. I'm on board with you.
Yeah. And a lot of people would ask me quite often, like, why? Like, why do you shoot heroin? And I had a lot of, like, really simple answers, like, well, because I don't want to be dope sick, you know. And the truth is, and I didn't realize this until many, many years later, it made me feel okay. Like, shooting heroin was the okayest I ever felt, you know. And when I got here, first of all, the people in the rooms kind of told me, like, we're taking away your one solution to life. So that was all I wanted, like you were saying. I just wanted to feel okay. Like, happiness, like you were saying too, is just kind of a long shot. Like, that's, no, that ship sailed. I wasn't on it. I'm not ever going to be happy again. I'm going to shoot for okay. Mm-hmm. And I went through all the work. I did the things that I was taught to do when I came into the fellowships. And happiness, almost without my permission, became a part of it. It wasn't the point. I was just trying to save my own life, and the happiness kind of came along with it.
Yeah.
And, like, I just kind of feel like I should point out, though, overall, happy, you know? Big picture, life is pretty great today. Moment to moment, it's weird and terrifying, you know? Like, there are stressful things that happen, like, problems come my way. It's not that life is perfect. And I don't think I would be happy if my life were perfect. It's that I get to be a part of my life today. I get to be there for that. I get to face those problems. I get to learn from them, you know? I make mistakes, and I feel stupid and embarrassed, but I learn from it, you know? And while those are unhappy moments, and while I've gone through some unpleasant things, you know, experienced loss, like getting fired from a job, whatever it is, I'm okay. Yeah. You know? And because I'm okay, I can appreciate the happiness that comes into my life, and I can deal with the unhappiness that comes my way, problems that come my way, you know?
So happiness is not the point. Oh, surprise. Then why are we here? I didn't have any goal for happiness, perfection, I kind of had ruled out even the idea of a normal life. Coming into the program, like kind of like both of you guys shared on, I didn't want everything. I just wanted for me to be better. Mm-hmm. And it's the kind of thing that I can honestly say today, without this having ever been the point for me, and without happiness having ever really been a goal, it's something that comes with doing this work and with being in this program. And my happiness is not based on any of these crazy external factors, which even normal people, they think that it means something to be married and have kids and have the right job, you know, your career, your education, your family. These are all big deal in real life. And for us, or for myself, I'll say, as an alcoholic, man, I don't even have those delusions. Like, again, I just want to feel okay without a drink, without a drug. I just want to feel okay. And in doing that, and in just learning to be okay, I am supremely happy at some moments. Like a joy that I never experienced under the influence.
Yeah.
And it's insane to me. It's insane to me that although that might not have been what brought me here, that idea of that, now when I experience it, it's like my new high. It's my new, I would never want to go back just because of the gifts of this program. And it's not because of my job today. And it's not because of my family today, and it's not because of my credit report or my vehicle that I drive, or it's not about any of that stuff. It's the fact that I wake up and I feel pretty okay waking up sober. You know, that's happiness for me. I guess that's how I identify that today. So it's pretty cool.
And I think it's so crazy, because if a normal person reads this, I don't think happiness or unhappiness is the point. They'd be like, what does that even mean? You know?
Right.
Like, because all of those external factors that you just talked about, the credit score, the being married, you know, the house that you live in, the job that you have, that's how normal people measure life today.
Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, for me, what you just said, waking up in a bed is a reason yeah. for me to be okay today. If I don't have anything else, I've got a roof over my head and a bed to fall asleep in. And sometimes throughout the day, I got food in my stomach. Yeah. You know, and that's something, that's a lot more than can be said of me like I was 2 years ago.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I couldn't say that 2 years ago.
There were times I used to fantasize about having enough money to eat food off of a dollar menu somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Or go to the Circle K and get a Mountain Dew. Like, if I could scrape money enough money together to go to Circle K and just get a Mountain Dew, then I was all right. It was a good day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Absolutely.
And today, my problems are luxury problems.
They are.
Think about the amount of money that I want to put down on a car. You know, like,
right.
So I don't know.
All right, well, thank you both for joining us. Thank you all for joining us. And if happiness seems like a far-off goal to you, if all you want is just to be okay, check out detoxtorehab.com. Call one of our specialists. We can help you get to that point. Join us again next week for more fun stuff.